It's March 17th. This is Full Press Kraken. I'm Rich Anselmo. With Philip Grubauer earning his first standings point of the night, making 31 saves and facing 12 grade-A scoring chances in regulation, Kraken leading scorer Vince Dunn secured the second point, or what Kraken players were calling a deuce, when walking back to the visitors' locker room after a 2-1 overtime victory. Dunn scored his 13th goal of the season to salve an impressive James Reimer. With the Kraken down a goal and 107 minutes into not scoring on Reimer in their rink this year, Yanni Gourde took a pass from Adam Larson and sent a deep pass from behind the end line to reach Oliver Bjorkstrand in the neutral zone. Bjorkstrand broke in all alone on Reimer, put the puck high right side, and passed him. Bjorkstrand's 15th goal of the season clearly revived the Kraken and pushed this nail-biter to overtime. On a night where the Kraken were coming up empty in the offensive zone, Philip Grubauer continued keeping his team in the game. Grubauer matched James Reimer save for save and grade-A stop for grade-A stop through the first 40 minutes. All on a night when 2 points in the standings were, one, expected, and two, needed to keep pace with the three hot teams ahead of Seattle in the Pacific Division. Vegas lost for the first time in 5 games, but still lead the division with 90 points. The team that beat them? Calgary. Which doesn't help the Kraken at all. Los Angeles trounced Columbus 4-2, and they have 89 points. Edmonton knocked off Dallas 4-1 and sits in third place with 86 points. The Oilers have played one more game than all the other Pacific Division contenders. When Sharks rookie William Eklund broke the scoring drought, the overall feeling of Kraken fans was to worry. With Edmonton coming into Climate Pledge Arena Saturday, a home win gets Seattle within 1 point with a game in hand. Grubauer kept coming up with big saves in the third period, one right after he allowed the penalty shot goal, and another right after Bjorkstrand's tying goal. The first period had no goals, extending the Kraken's string of zeros in Northern California to 4 straight periods. Since Thursday's Sharks starter in goal, James Reimer, blanked the Kraken in mid-February. Reimer faced just 8 Seattle shots in the first 20 minutes. Perhaps his best save was getting his glove in front of a Jared McCann shot from the high slot. Reimer didn't catch it, but flailed enough for the puck to hit the catching glove and deflect away. If grades were handed out for the first period, give high marks to Jordan Eberle, Philip Grubauer, and the right goalpost at the Kraken end. Eberle was active in the offensive end, though the team as a whole didn't spend much time in there. Eberle set up McCann on a couple of chances and pushed the puck deep more frequently than his teammates, although Yanni Gourde did some fine work as well. Grubauer handled 4 grade-A scoring chances in the period and made big stops on an early penalty kill, most notably robbing Sharks veteran Alexander Barabanov. The third star of the period goes to the right goalpost behind Grubauer. When Sharks defenseman Erik Karlsson gathered up a loose puck in his own zone with less than 10 seconds remaining, he flew up the ice and sent a perfect pass to Noah Gregor, who shot the puck without breaking stride. That goalpost saved the period and ended up saving the day. Let's take a look at some numbers. Overall, in shots on goal, each team had 32. Seattle had a slightly better shot quality at 3.3 for San Jose's 2.5. In 5-on-5 offense, offensive zone possession time, that's the total amount of time that pucks were on the sticks of offensive players. Seattle, 5 minutes and 59 seconds. San Jose, 3 minutes 41 seconds. Percentage of time the puck was in the offensive zone, 40% for Seattle, 38% for San Jose. Total shot attempts in 5-on-5 play, Seattle 56, San Jose 46. Jared McCann's 10 shots led all players in 5-on-5 play. In 5-on-5 defense, the entry denial percentage was 53% for the Kraken, 43% for the Sharks. The zone exit percentage, 73% for Seattle, 77% for San Jose. The defensive zone blocked pass percentage, 20% for Seattle, 7% for San Jose. And the Kraken needed that advantage as they turned over the puck a lot last night. Neither team scored on the power play. The Kraken were 0 for 3. They attempted 11 shots, put 7 on net, had a shot quality of 1.1. The Sharks were 0 for 2, attempted 8 shots, put 2 on net. The shot quality was 0.1. Goaltending, both stepped up. Both were excellent. Philip Grubauer made 31 saves in the 32 shots he faced. He had a plus 1.5 in goals saved. These were expected scores and are used to indicate the toughness of the shots they faced and what they turned around. Was it a quality start? Yes. Did he steal the game? Absolutely. James Reimer wasn't bad. He faced 32 shots, made 30 saves. His goal saved was 1.3, also a quality start for him. Kraken take on Edmonton at 1 p.m. local time on Saturday. This is basically a four-point game. Fall to the Oilers and you're 5 back. Beat the Oilers, you're 1 back and still have a game in hand. While we have playoffs on the mind, the Firebirds clinched a playoff bid, with Chris Drager in goal making 29 saves in a 4-1 win. American Hockey League affiliate Coachella Valley clinched a playoff spot in its first season. Firebirds have been a league leader all season in winning percentage. Drager now has 3 wins with Coachella Valley. Kudos to the entire squad, Dan Bylsma and his coaching staff, along with Firebirds Hockey Operations Group led by Troy Bode. It's another positive step in General Manager Ron France's plan to develop players and build a consistently winning NHL team. Kudos to the Firebirds. The NHL are doing some awards polling at the three-quarter point of the season. The last one they did was Rookie of the Year. Matty Beniers continues to play a lead role down the stretch for the Kraken in their quest to qualify for the playoffs for the first time in their second NHL season. Beniers is second on the Kraken in goals with 19, behind Jared McCann's 30, fourth in points with 45, and tied for fourth in assists with 26, while averaging 17 minutes of ice time. Beniers plays center on the top line with right wing Jordan Eberle and McCann, and leads all rookies in goals and points as he has much of the season. Coach Dave Haxtell said, quote, "Playing center in this league as a young guy is a little bit like throwing a young guy in as a quarterback. I would probably compare it to a young player in the end in the NFL because there's a lot coming at you. There's a lot of responsibility and there's leadership with it. Maddie's able to handle all of these things. He has those natural leadership qualities about him," end quote. Beniers is a favorite to win the Calder Trophy at the three-quarter mark of the season, according to a panel of 15 NHL.com writers, with 74 points, 14 first-place votes. He was also first in NHL.com's poll at the halfway mark in January. Logan Thompson, a goalie for the Vegas Golden Knights, was second with 49 points, followed by Buffalo Sabres defenseman Owen Power, who had 36 points and one first-place vote, and Anaheim Ducks forward Mason McTavish, who had 22 points. Thompson is 20-13-3 with a 2.66 goals against average, .914 save percentage, and two shutouts in 36 games, 35 of which were starts. His 20 wins are 14th in the NHL this season, but he's missed over a month with a lower body injury sustained on February 9th. Power, chosen number one by the Sabres in the 2021 NHL draft, doesn't have the gaudy offensive numbers as some other rookies this season. He has 23 points, 4 goals, and 19 assists. But Power has played a top-pair role while leading first-year players in average time on ice with 24 minutes a game. Buffalo has controlled 53.5% of all shots attempted at 5-on-5 with Power on the ice. Sabres coach Don Granato, quote, "What Power does on a nightly basis is just amazing when you factor in his age at 20 and a lack of experience in our league to dominate situations and play really full games the way he does is incredible. I know he hasn't been talked about for Rookie of the Year. It's astonishing to me because of how good he could be," end quote. Berniers leads rookies with 15 even-strength goals and 36 even-strength points. Kraken coach Dave Hakstol, quote, "He has a natural presence and confidence that doesn't come with any arrogance. It's an easy presence, and he's a heck of a player. There are challenges he's dealt with. He's run up against some bumps in the road, but he's handled them all really well." So the qualities that I mentioned, I believe, are really important to him in his success, end quote. The voting totals and points are awarded on a 5-4-3-2-1 basis. Beniers leads with 74 and 14 first place votes. Logan Thompson, 49. Owen Power, 36 with a first place vote. Mason McTavish, 22. Stuart Skinner of Edmonton, 16. Jake Sanderson of Ottawa with 7. Cole Perfetti of Winnipeg with 5. Matthias Michelli of Arizona has 4, as does Kalen Addison of the Minnesota Wild. Wyatt Johnson of the Dallas Stars, Kent Johnson of the Columbus Blue Jackets each have 2. Shane Pinto of Ottawa, Kirill Marchenko of the Blue Jackets, Jack Quinn and Ukko Pekalukinen of Buffalo Sabres each have 1 point. And that just about does it for today's Full Press Kraken. I'll be back on Monday, and we will take a look at the big Saturday matchup against Edmonton at Climate Pledge Arena. I'm Rich Anselmo. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to Sport Logic for the numbers. Enjoy the weekend and the game.